Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Married or Single, we were talking about some who are called to be single, that they might give themselves wholly to the service of God. Follow along as we continue that thought today.
Foundation for the Bible.
The Lord created man and woman to reproduce. A man shall leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And he told them to go out to replenish the earth. So understand that God created the home even before the fall of man. He set that up. But here we have the idea of special ministry. Some were born eunuchs. Some were made that way by men, and there's a point where, you're free to really go out from that point forward and be a minister of Christ, to go out and do some things. But then there are those who have been made eunuchs of men, but then the others that really, for the kingdom of heaven's sake, you've made yourselves to be single, celibate, people say. Now understand this. If you feel like you're called to be a missionary, and you may be going to a field where you could not really do the duty of a husband, you cannot do the duty of a wife, and it called for singleness, maybe it's something that you have to be able to move in a hurry and would put children and so forth in danger. Maybe God has given you that call, and you just ask God for His power and His wisdom, and even to take the desires for the opposite sex from you. And He can do that, that you might minister full time for Him. So I would just say that when you look at that verse, keep it in mind, God ordained the home, and He also ordained the marriage bed. And we need to understand that as you read that passage, because no scripture is of private interpretation. No scripture will contradict any other part of scripture. That's why the Book of Mormon, that they think adds something, you know, it's a later revelation, is not, because it contradicts so much scripture. Now in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 23, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously." And then 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 32 through 34. "But I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife." There's a difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy, both in body and in spirit. But she that is married careth for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And then also verses 39 and 40 of that same chapter of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, we read this: "The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth. But if her husband be dead, she's at liberty to be married to whom she will, but only in the Lord. But she is happier if she so abide after my judgment, and I think also that I have the Spirit of God. Then Galatians chapter 4, 27, we read this, "For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath an husband." Now, after all these verses, understand, it is not a sin to be married. God designed marriage. However, years ago, I heard a preacher make the following statement. "It is a million times better to never marry than to marry wrongly." Now, not only can I see that after years as a pastor and witnessing many tragedies in marriages, but most of you know someone who is close, who also went through the heartbreak of divorce. Many children can tell you of the hurt that was involved for them. There are those who were married for years, then their mate dies. And only then they begin to understand what loneliness is and what a single has suffered throughout their life as they see families and other couples to whom they have a connection, but they don't have what those families have. They don't have the one to commune with that they have. God designed marriage. When His only begotten Son took on flesh, He would live a celibate life. He designed the home to demonstrate the relationship between the individual believer and the Lord Jesus Christ. So, what is the purpose for being single throughout one's adult life? How do I handle it? I can only imagine, but I can't fully understand what a single may go through. You see, most of us who are married were single until we were out of school. We lived with our parents for the most part. And we married shortly thereafter. And most of us did not live on his or her own after we lived with our parents. Some did, and it just sped up marriage all the more quickly when you started noticing the aloneness. So we cannot empathize totally with those who have lived the single life for many years. But let me say this. Your answer is not found in psychology. Rather, your answer is found in the will of God, via His Word and prayer. Yours is a commitment to whatever He saith, I will do. Now, hear that again. Whatever He saith, I will do. The name Christian means Christ-like. So let us consider Christ, since we want to be Christ-like. In John chapter 8 and verse 29, it says, "And He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him." Now notice, He is a single, and He said He was not alone. As a matter of fact, sometimes we see He sends the disciples out two by two, and He moves Himself apart to go off somewhere to pray. Now, the reason is that He always did those things that pleased the Father. In Hebrews 10:7, we read, "Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God." Now the Lord makes it clear that his purpose in life was to do the will of the Father no matter what. That's why in the Garden of Gethsemane he prays, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." In full view of the cross, knowing the hour had come, that the wrath of Almighty God would be poured out upon his human body and his human spirit. And understand, man did some terrible things to the body of Jesus Christ his first 3 hours and even the time preceding the cross. But the second 3 hours of the cross, poured out upon his humanity, was suffering that I don't even think that the worst man in hell would have to suffer. Now the Lord prayed his request, yet he kept the will of the Father above his own desires in his humanity. He accepted the fact he had a mission that only he could fulfill. To fulfill that mission, he would have to have the love of the Father bubbling up in his heart that he might endure the cross, suffering the shame for the joy that was set before him as he looked off into eternity. Isn't it interesting that we don't see a son for Elijah, Jeremiah, Daniel, or John the Baptist? Elijah was needed in the time before the 10 tribes fell. Jeremiah served as a warning to Judah to repent or to go into captivity. Daniel served as a prophet of God who was needed to give Israel hope when they were in the midst of cruel captivity. John the Baptist prepared the way for the Lord. The ministries in each of the cases of these 4 men called for someone who was single. Now, it is interesting that although Paul may have been married at one time, we see that in his public ministry, he is a single man. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plans my feet.